Crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover time, Gary Sharp Show featuring George as we go through our TikToks. I've got a tortilla burger, looks pretty cool. Yeah, that was all right looking.
I got a dude using astronaut pickup lines.
Hey Gary, so I'm sitting there watching SportsCenter this morning, and best dad joke whatsoever. I said, I wonder who Sharp's favorite hockey team is. And I said to myself, Calgary.
He literally laughed
and
out
I laughed
loud at
himself.
His own joke. Like, who does that?
I looked
this?
Over at the dog. He was like, I got nothing for you, kid.
You talk about a dad joke.
Calgary. Get
and you
it?
Did talk. What, didn't you, didn't you bring up the Saddle Dome yesterday?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I see.
How about that?
I see.
Hey, by the way, nice little beanie. Little beanie cigar you got on.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that. I was like, that's nice.
Hashtag.
Well, thank you.
Hashtag Warriors.
Thank you. I'm not a big snowcap person, but. Today made me wear a snow cap.
Georgia, get this. Believe me, I'm not either, because you know why? No cap.
Are you talking about him? You're talking about him.
No
dad
cap.
Joke, baby. He got kids, too. Dad jokes.
No cap.
Oh, I like her.
Dude, that was pretty good, though, because at least that's 2021, yeah. Or 2020 at least.
Are we still waiting for more additions to Nebraska?
Yes, we're still waiting.
Okay.
Be still in my beating heart.
I see Juan gone.
going Juan. Dale.
I dialed 911 a long time ago.
My bad. Sorry.
Well, it's
I'm
a
just,
joke. So
I'm just, listen, I'm
it's
just.
It's a joke. I get it.
I'm trying to get geared up to drive in this weather.
Oh, actually, you know what? So.
Do you want to see a brown guy's knuckles go white? Do you? Huh?
I have Sammy Sosa.
Dang.
Good call. Good
call. Dang.
The roads aren't bad.
Cold-blooded. Dude, you drove 4 feet.
No. I drove longer. Hey, my app tells me when I get in the car to go to Yoga Tree, it's 10 minutes, which is the place below us.
It is not 10 minutes.
From my house, yeah, it's 10 minutes.
If you took a jitney or ran.
No, it's 10 minutes. You got to go Leavenworth. You got to go.
There's no straight line.
Pacific, yeah.
So
52nd.
It's
4.5 minutes from my house.
Takes me about 10 minutes.
Okay.
If I hit the light, it's longer. If I miss the light, I usually run the light when I'm coming.
Well, guess what? Your drive time plus a little more is how long it takes your boy.
The plow drivers have done a really good job. Now we got a little lull here because it's going to pick up in the next probably about between 11 and 12.
Get your first shovel.
I hope not. Number one, I have to get my hair cut, and two, I told Rizek I would meet him.
Well, he's got a truck.
He's got a nice building I want to go see. I wonder if he'll let me hit balls. You know, he has batting cages at that building. I hit, like, this is probably a couple months ago. I just went in there and darn near threw balls to myself.
I filmed a TV show in his office one day when he wasn't there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go upstairs? It's a nice facility.
So I think you guys will be okay.
The plow drivers
have done a good job today.
I'm not interested in venturing. I got groceries.
Well, come on.
You
got to adapt to the conditions. You can't all of a sudden have all these things.
You know what your boy's going to do?
Just go home.
Turtle up. Yeah, exactly.
Just go home.
I do have to, because my beard, this is a summer beard, right? Remember the hair, some are over here, some over there? I do have to get it touched up.
Why don't you do it yourself? You ever heard of Harry's?
You ever heard of a cut face? It ain't the group Cut Close. It would be called Cut Face. George, did you used to listen to Cut Close?
No.
Michael?
No.
I don't even know who they are.
No.
It's R&B. Girls.
Don't know Cut Close.
90s.
It's an interesting name for a girls' R&B group.
I'm pretty
cut
sure.
Cut Close?
They trim it.
Huh?
Nothing.
What? Nothing? Are you surprised? I'm looking at these picks. Bart Scott and Ryan Clark both took the Rams.
Because they're defensive
Rams.
Guys.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow, you're just like not giving
they're
it.
Defensive guys.
You're not
defensive
giving
guys
it a
seem
chance.
To lean toward, I'm not saying I don't give them a chance, but they seem to lean towards defensive teams where the offensive guy, but if it's a quarterback, leads to the best quarterback, whoever's on ESPN. what it seems like to me.
I lean back.
Do you trust Jared Goff?
I mean, Jared Goff, he's probably who I have the least amount of faith in. But
that line sits at what, 6.5 right now?
Yeah, 6.5.
See, I would be inclined maybe to think about Rams plus 6.5, but Green Bay will win out, right?
It's a weird number. I mean, because everything you saw from the Rams and the fact that Aaron Donald's a little banged up, all of that being the case, you're going to Green Bay where they've done a very good job covering this year against the hottest quarterback in football, and for some reason it's only 6.5. It's just weird.
Ben just one-upped you. He said, I'm sure Michael Jackson's knuckles did go white, but no one would know because he wore gloves.
That is, at least one glove. He wore one. Yeah.
Rest in peace. At least Sammy's still with us.
Hey, how's he doing? Been to Chicago, right? Recently? No, not so much.
He can come back to Wrigley Field anytime soon.
No time soon.
No.
Come on, Sammy.
No.
Oh, come on, Sammy.
Cut Close was not popular.
No, I know.
Oh.
So why would
it was random.
So are you surprised that he, I mean,
because they were part of a song I like.
What was that song?
I like.
Oh,
the one with Keith Sweat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With Cut Close. Okay. Yeah, that was it. Right?
Yeah. I didn't get that on my record player.
Get Up On It.
Oh, surprise. Keith Sweat has a song that says Get Up On It.
Well, he was part of that 90s.
What was the follow-up to it? Get Down?
No, it was Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
But the lyrics were like, who can love you like me? Nobody.
Nobody pees on me.
Keith Sweat still with us?
Yeah.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Get that shot in the championship
That
game.
Would be smart, not Sweat.
I was close.
Okay.
Remember when Indiana basketball was relevant?
Yeah. Remember when they didn't get beat by Purdue?
They're getting owned.
They've been beat by Purdue 8 straight times.
Yeah. 10 out of 11, I believe.
I mean, that fan base hates their coach.
Oh, man.
During the Nebraska game against Indiana on Sunday night, you just follow like some Indiana stuff. They cannot stand Archie Miller.
Right.
I think he just grades, you know?
I mean, it's what, 4 years, and a lot of their losses look very similar. But he won 20 games last year.
Yeah, he did.
But they also have – I mean, they also think they should be going unbeaten and winning titles. I mean, I think Bobby Knight should still be there and as a head coach.
It's probably not happening.
No. I mean, if you have success at IU, it's incredible. But, man, if you don't win – but look at that. Look at the coaches they've had. They've had an interesting collection of coaches post-Bob Knight. Mm-hmm. Mike Davis.
Yep.
Who Mike Davis was successful
won
there.
Won a tournament.
Yeah. And then Tom Crean. And then you make the transition to the hot coach Archie Miller, and you know I think if that job opens up again, that'll draw a lot of interest.
Already?
Oh,
they can't do that, can they?
I'm telling you, you have to beat your rival in those situations.
Well, he's been there for 4 years.
And when they're owning you like that, and you've never beaten your rival, and you've been there, I don't know, man.
And they have way too many of their losses look the same, and they don't shoot real well outside of one guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And I
have a feeling you're not talking
about
Fennessy. You're talking about Trace Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, they've recruited fairly well. So they should not be making the same mistakes over and over. I don't know. It's hard to follow all of college basketball this year, except for the teams you have interest in. Because you don't know when games are going to be played. They're all over the map.
So many cancellations.
Yeah, I mean, the number one seed in the NCAA tournament is postponement.
You got one top 25 game yesterday. One. Because of the cancellations.
Is that the Gonzaga game?
Yep, that's the only one.
And ESPN was so excited to have that, and then that game was over about 5 minutes in.
I'm supposed to have Villanova, Connecticut last night.
Yeah, Villanova may not play again in our natural born lives.
Well,
still at 9 games, by the way, fellas. December 23rd.
How would you like to be DePaul?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
same boat.
No, they had 14 games canceled.
No, how many they have played? I think they played 5 games. Because they had played 4, and they just played one, right? They finally played one?
No, they were supposed to play against Georgetown the other night, and it got banged.
Okay, so it's still only 4.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we had 9 postponed or canceled games.
Yeah, so DePaul's been – the season is closing in on 2 months that it's been going on, and DePaul's played that amount of games.
Yep.
It's you know, up until this weekend, Omaha had been able to play every game until they lost their 2 this weekend. You know, and the Big Ten actually was on a pretty good roll, and now – I think almost every team, except maybe a couple, Minnesota is one of them that hasn't been impacted, so they've been able to play their entire schedule.
DePaul is 1-4 They've played five games. They played Valparaiso this weekend.
Yeah, they just scheduled a Valparaiso game.
I mean, wait for the debate about how many minimum games you should have to play to be a number one seed. Like, Villanova is a really good team. But Villanova, I mean, that's the third different time they've had to push pause. Are they going to be able to play, what is it, 13 games?
You need
games
13.
Minimum? I mean, I think they'll get to 13. But the next step will be, I'll be very curious what major conferences do with their conference tournament. You know, like the Summit League and the A-10 are moving their conference tournaments to smaller venues. But what will conference tournaments do? Are they really going to bring, you know, 14 teams to Indianapolis or Chicago or wherever?
I don't know, man, but how good would it be to have a bubble
here?
Why
is the left eyebrow so much higher than the right? Never mind. Sorry.
For the lady?
Yeah, it was,
I think that's
like,
her.
Why is it so much higher?
I think she's perplexed looking to listening to Max Kellerman.
She's got this, just holding it up there?
She like was. Now, see, now it's back a little lower
it's
now.
It's still higher, though. I mean, it's still.
You know how many people she had to walk past to get to set?
And no one said,
oh, like, now they're the same height.
Now
the same.
They're better when she put both of them up. Okay, good. Now
yeah, I think she was perplexed
she was
at what Max
she
was
held
saying.
That thing. There it goes
she's
again.
Like,
it's
what's wrong with this dude?
And
why is he saying it?
Look at it.
Hey, wait. Who's her hubby again? Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
Is it Molly Kinyor? What's her name?
Quirm. Quirm. It's Q-U-I-R-M or something like that, right?
Okay.
Look how it jumps up there. That is amazing how she does that. She's like Spock.
So are those real eyebrows?
Well, they have to be. They're going up and down like that with her muscles, right?
No, that doesn't. I mean, people draw on eyebrows.
Yeah. Those aren't drawn on. That's real. That's
no.
Real.
Those are actually nice.
Those
I'm pretty sure she gets those waxed.
Interesting the way they work.
Oh. The kids would say fleek.
Every time he says something, it just go up higher.
No,
wouldn't they?
No,
not anymore.
You
when
should
was
have
that?
An
did that
eyebrow.
Go in like 2016.
So
when that go away?
2015? Eyebrow counter. 2012. Every time they say something silly, her eyebrow goes up.
George, when did we do away with fleek?
A couple years ago.
Okay, so at least 2018?
Oh, but it's back. It's on Twitter. It's that pictures you make. Like, it looks like Instagram.
Fleets.
Called a fleek.
That's fleets.
Fleets.
Oh. Yeah.
Not tweets, but fleets.
Hey, what is fleets anyway, by the way?
It's stealing from Facebook. Facebook stories. It's Twitter stories. Which
is that why
Instagram,
all those, is that
is
why all those
stories?
Little blue circles are above my on my Twitter account?
Facebook stories, and now you have these.
So these are all fleets?
Yes.
Yeah, those are
yeah,
all
I wish
latest,
we need to get rid of
those.
We need to fleet those up on out of here.
Yeah, I don't like them either. It takes up too much space on your...
So I don't know. I think she has painted on eyebrows because I've had to do this once in my lifetime.
They're not painted on. Those
like,
are actual
like
eyebrows.
One of the first times you know you get the eyebrow trimmer.
Yes.
I was like, man, this is a cool invention. I went to town. Next thing I know, I was missing part of my eyebrow.
Yeah.
And so I had to fix that.
I need to do something with mine, but
I
just
worry.
I have
a wall and there's a setting for it.
Yeah?
For just your eyebrows.
Those things are awesome.
I have a feeling I would look pretty... not normal if I got my eyebrows waxed, but my eyebrows are an absolute mess.
What would you look like without any eyebrows?
Like a backup Pittsburgh quarterback. Is he still there?
I don't know, like Charlie Villanueva, maybe?
He left, right? Is he still there? Is he left?
Didn't he shave everything?
Dobbs doesn't have eyebrows either, right?
No, and I believe they both have the same condition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they don't, but that's what you look like, I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying?
Bad personal hygiene, what?
No, it's called alopecia.
Oh, well, gotcha.
And no, it's not a girl's name. I know you think that.
No, I know. Or it's not an animal at the zoo.
She is not. No, that's an alpaca.
I call her Alla. Friends call her Pisha. She's all right.
This dude said I pet them at the zoo.
I just saw his hat for the first time. I'm fascinated by that.
I like that hat.
That's a little bit of Dr. Seuss. Got a little Dr. Seuss in it.
Thank you. It was one of the things that was not stolen out of my car.
Gary in a hat.
They took my nice pair of gloves and they left my hat.
Jerks.
I'm trying to figure out how they tried to put it on you.
Well.
That it was your fault that it got stolen?
Well, yeah. So they found the person.
Okay.
And they blamed it on me stealing stuff out of my car so I can turn it into insurance.
Oh.
They're saying you hired somebody to break into your car?
They said it was me that broke into my car and then staged it.
What, like the dude from that TV show on Fox?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
But the problem is the person that was on video of breaking into my car
was not your color?
Nothing looked like me.
He was shorter?
He was a little bit taller.
Taller. Okay.
Much taller.
Was he a baller?
Yeah, I wish he was a little bit taller.
I don't know. He was a skinny fella.
Could be a baller.
Okay. Again, I don't know why I didn't turn it in. It was like total like $31. Those gloves were $21. And then there was $4 in change.
Did they break anything? Like a window or anything? Okay, good. That's the biggest concern always.
I had to get something fixed, but not to the extent that, like, the same guy broke into my neighbor's car, and he did damage because he couldn't get into her car.
So what'd they do? Use it like a Slim Jim? Or a balloon? Or
I'm not sure what he
or
did.
Or a hanger?
I saw a deal on TikTok where you do something with like warm water and you push on it. I'm like, is this legit?
Yeah, that got taken down, by the way, pretty quick.
It should be.
Oh.
It's like that game they had where they're teaching you how to get over on CSIs.
But so, but I also saw a deal where a guy like boiled water and he poured it on his car and then he used a plunger and he pulled a dent out.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
But it looked kind of cool.
But think about like before.
I mean, TikTok is very functional.
Before we had keyless entry, think about all like when we were kids and our parents would lock the keys in the car.
Sure.
How easy it was to call up the locksmith and they would show up with the Slim Jim. And
not
how
ask a question.
Yeah, and how easy it would be to get into a car.
They wouldn't ask one question.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, they put that little buffer in there so they could get in between the window and the little seal. And they'd stick it down and they'd jimmy a little bit and it would unlock and the lock would pop up and boom, you're in your car.
I'm pretty sure I had my key guy on speed dial because I ran into a string of luck. One of them was doing big red overreaction from Fresno, the Fresno State game.
Yeah.
I locked my keys in the car, remember? I was on a stretch where I used the same guy three times in probably 6 months. It was so embarrassing. The second time I was like, hey, can I just get your number? I'm dead dog serious. You'll remember this. And I think he called the show one time and he was like, hey, it's me, your key guy.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Hey, dead dog serious. It's so embarrassing. Three times in like 6 months. Because I hate to have stuff in my pocket. And one of the times, I think my car just did its own thing where it like locked. But now it's smart. It knows like if the keys are in there, it doesn't do that.
It will not let you walk away.
But I was like, nah, I'm just going to keep my keys in here. And that joker was like, click, click. I was like, huh.
When do you think Nebraska ball is going to play again?
The Wednesday, the 20th
the Minnesota game. You think it'll definitely happen by then?
Yep.
I see Creighton women's. They extended their pause.
So it's 7 days. So
hey, what's my man Brandon going to do for a job if they're not playing? Who's using Sokol?
I don't think it's his fault.
No, I know,
I don't think he's scheduling extra events. I got volleyball starting.
I wonder if he'll let me get some shots up. Probably just can't do that, hey, can I come shoot?
So other, it's
no.
It sounds like it's about 7 days. See, here's, you know, for example, if you have like And they group them like tier one personnel is everybody that is around the team on a daily basis. And in the Big Ten that you're going to test every day. Mm. But let's say you have a coach test positive. No other player test positive, no other staff member.
Mm-hmm.
But you're out for a week to 10 days if it's just that coach. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has to go into quarantine.
Penn State's only played 7 games so far.
Yeah, and then look at their schedule. So Penn State is now, I think, has resumed practice. They play like 6 games in 14 days.
They play Purdue, Illinois, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Wisconsin from the 17th through the 20th. So 10 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games in 10 days.
Yeah, how about some of these guys in high school playing 3 games next week in like 5 days? That'll be
okay.
Interesting for them, too.
They're used to that.
I mean, kind of, but it's just kind of interesting to see quick turnaround and – you know, different game plans. I kind of like that.
I think, you know what, from my experiences this year, I think we're all just glad they're playing.
Oh, who are you
telling? And it's a major, it's a major letdown when you find out that you cannot play. I mean, that either the other team has had, Iowa was fired up to play last night.
Yeah.
And Michigan State was going to travel, but their last go-around of testing said, no, they cannot play. Like, so if you're Iowa, you're like, oh.
We're going to chill.
And, you know, and look at that. That's another thing about trying to follow college basketball. You know, college football, games were still played pretty much on Saturdays. But college basketball has been all over the map. You know, like now Iowa plays. Well, look at Creighton. Creighton went from playing at 1 tomorrow to 3. Georgetown can't play, so they move it back to 1. Iowa went from they were going to play Northwestern on Monday. Then they were going to play them on Sunday. They were going to play at 8 o'clock, and now they're at 11 a.m. on CBS.
Television, yeah. Those available slots. Shoot, Creighton's just ready to play, man. They've had a week off. They'll take that earlier 2 hours. I just hope they're healthy.
There are 9 teams in the Power 6.
Are you still doing that?
That have not won a conference game yet. Nebraska's one of them.
9 total?
9 total in the Power 6, so including the Big East.
Nebraska hasn't beaten a Power 6 team in a long time.
Iowa, almost a year ago.
And they haven't won a Big Ten game in over a year.
That's the Iowa game.
Hey, why are you bringing up old stuff?
That's the, I think it's January 19th of last year, I think.
They will beat somebody you don't expect them to beat.
Like they beat Iowa last
Minnesota.
Year. Minnesota coming up on Wednesday.
I mean, that'd be ideal. Minnesota's got Michigan at home tomorrow.
Is Michigan still on fire?
Oh, my gosh. They're a Final Four team.
Michigan they're really good.
Embrace Juwan Howard. They're
Final Four caliber, but, man, I don't know. Well, let me reserve judgment until I see Illinois play Ohio State tomorrow.
Right, and Michigan hasn't played Illinois or Iowa yet.
No, I know.
And they don't play.
That's why I said
until
I'm a reserve judgment until I see Illinois
play for a while.
See where Illinois is, because they appear to have found how they want to play with Coburn and Kofi, and still their perimeter players that can shoot it. And they got DeSomo. I mean, they're Final Four. I mean, I wouldn't fight you over that.
They don't play Illinois until February 11th.
Illinois seemed to me as a team that's on the brink of greatness or collapse every single game.
Man.
They play Iowa
their
March 4th.
Their ceiling is nowhere near their floor. Yeah. I completely agree with that.
So here's like if you're the Big Ten, so you know that Michigan and Iowa are possible Final Four teams. Illinois is really good. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin will bounce back, but they're not in that tier with Iowa and Michigan, and especially after what happened in Ann Arbor the other night for Wisconsin. If you're the Big Ten, do you want those teams going to your conference tournament? Because they're already in, and what happens if they go to your conference tournament and they get, let's say, a trainer or a manager test positive? You're going to be put on pause for a little bit.
I would guess bubble teams probably want to play. If you're in, you don't.
Maybe conference tournaments this year just become bubble teams.
Or go back to where we used to be and just have the conference champion be the champion.
If you can work out the financials, some places have guarantees by naming rights, but
you probably won't have many fans there either.
I think you got to be smart, and the most important thing is getting healthy teams to the NCAA tournament.
Right. Just make the end, like kind of like the Pac-12 or the ACC did at the end of the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play this next game.
But then not have the discussions that we had with some of the coaches in college football where you were knocked publicly for not playing X amount of games. Just understand that that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if very many college basketball teams can go unscathed. I mean, it's just
every day there's six or seven games postponed.
But look at you're talking about the big ones.
Look at if your conference tournament finishes on that Saturday or that Sunday, you know, and like the Big Ten finishes on the Sunday and then they have the selection show.
Yeah.
You've got to have seven straight days of negative tests among your tier one before you can play.
That's why I can't wait to see what happens with the NBA protocol tightening up. Right away, Michael, just off the top, canceled, 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 postponed, postponed, postponed. First six, Villanova, UConn, Fairleigh Dickinson, St. Francis, Davidson, St. Louis, Coastal, Georgia State, Cal State, Fullerton, UC Davis, and, of course, SDSU and Omaha. Well, I mean, that's just right off the,
Yeah, it's nine of them.
That's crazy.
There's two this weekend in the Summit because Kansas City and Western Illinois.
The Saturday is the one where there's always the most because you have the most games played on Saturday. But during the week, it's really between 8 and 10 every single night.
I'll add another
Saturday, it's probably 20.
I'll add another one why it's hard to follow. I mean, at this point, I just want to get to the NCAA tournament so I know that there's games going on, when they're going to be. Yesterday, UCLA, which is unbeaten in the Pac-12, they played at 2 o'clock.
Mm. Yeah, they did.
I went into the gym yesterday, they had Utah and Stanford were playing at 4 in the afternoon.
All three of the Pac-12 games were done by 6.
Yeah, I'll take it because Arizona had already had their blowout.
Yeah, so the Pac-12 must be playing with no fans, so they just play in the afternoon.
Play whenever. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whenever you can get a game.
Like I know Denver, Omaha is slated to play at Denver the end of next month. Denver's playing their games at 2 in the afternoon
apparently,
on Friday.
Apparently UCLA is for real without one of their best players.
They aren't ranked, are they? I don't think they're ranked, but they're unbeaten in the Pac-12.
Am I following that right? Yeah. Like, they did a number on, and I don't think Washington's very good, but.
No, Washington might be.
You know who's ranked in the
Nebraska.
Pac-12?
Washington is having one of their worst years ever.
You know who's ranked in the Pac-12?
They're 10-2 and they're not ranked.
You know who's ranked?
USC.
Oregon.
Yeah, well, we know that.
That's it. But I mean, that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all you got.
I thought SC might be ranked.
There's nobody else. Oregon's at 22, and there's nobody else ranked. That's weird.
So that's okay. They're playing at 2 in the afternoon.
And when UCLA had the chance to play Oregon, that was one of the games that was postponed.
Hey, sticking on Pac-12 for a moment, Let's make
shout
this,
out
this,
Mike
this,
Lewis.
This is, let's make this about football, because I had a great discussion yesterday with a friend of mine that covers the Pac-12, and we were talking, and I was kind of fishing for some information on coaches and things like that. He said, we got into a discussion about the future of the Pac-12, you know, their TV deal, their TV contract, who might try and come in and grab a team or two out of the Pac-12, which he speculated that if the Big Ten called Colorado, they would listen right now. Because the Big Ten, after the 22-23 season, their TV contract is up. So it's usually about this offseason that you start behind closed doors trying to make discussions about who might be interested if you're looking to expand or anything like that. So he's saying, I think Colorado would listen if, like, the Big Ten called. But then we were discussing coaching staffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there is only one assistant coach in the Pac-12 that makes $1 million or more. There are now 15 assistant coaches in the SEC that make $1 million or more. And I said, well, do you think that'll change in the Pac-12? And he said, no, because they can't afford it.
Mm. To go the other direction.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That's nuts. By the way, speaking of that kind of money, you see Kyrie's official now, fine $50K. Just keep the old meter running.
Good.
Which isn't bad, because it's not as much as he makes per game.
Hey, keep the meter running.
But what would you pay? So what would constitute paying an assistant coach $1 million or more?
Recruiting.
In your first hire. That's not like he builds up to that salary, but you hire an offensive.
Like Dave Aranda when he was hired at LSU and got $1.2 million. Yeah. He had proven that he'd always were good already.
Venables.
They needed him. And usually it's competition, right? Because multiple people wanted Aranda. LSU won the battle. How much did the kid, the guy that went to Notre Dame get, the one that LSU wanted?
I don't know. Hey, they don't release.
Fleming's, right? Marcus Fleming?
Yeah, Marcus Freeman.
What did he end up getting?
Notre Dame doesn't release their
salaries. Oh, they don't have to, right? Yeah. They're private school.
But he was probably making probably $600,000-$700,000 at Cincy, so he's probably near $1 million. But he's got a track record, so that would be worth it.
True.
I'm
thinking of the conversation we had the other day about, you know, Jonathan Rutledge, there's $150,000 that's paid for that position. You know, we had Diaco, who could have made $875,000 in his last go-around.
Hey, do either one of you guys know what Alex Grinch makes?
He's well into the millions.
It's got to be over $1 million.
$1.4 million.
So I think he has gotten – he got a bump after last year.
He should get another.
Because I think they all got bumps, even Lincoln Riley.
He's actually got them playing good defense.
They played better defense at the end of the year. I got an Iowa Western.
Don Brown was making 1.5 getting fired.
He got hired already.
By Arizona.
Mike Elko, A&M, makes $2.1 million.
That is unbelievable.
Tony Elliott makes $1.1 million.
So
Marcus Freeman only made $425,000.
It's unbelievable.
At Cincinnati. Wow. Made $425,000
at Cincinnati. So Elko at Notre Dame before he went to Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's right now the defensive coordinator and safeties coach.
So Venables is the highest paid assistant in college football, correct?
He makes more than 2.1?
Yeah, I think Venables might be like 2.5 mil.
Graham Harrell makes 1.2 over at USC. Larry Johnson, who is talking about cheap, $900,000. The way he's recruited, the players they put on defensive line, that's pretty good.
So Ohio State must not have $1 million assistant.
No, if it's not Johnson.
Jim Leonard is at 961.
At Wisconsin.
Defensive coordinator at Weske?
Yep, not quite a million. Sarkisian was making 1.5.
Hey, he's nice, though, but that is a lot of scratch.
That's a lot of money
Kevin
for
Steele. There it is, Kevin Steele, 2.5.
Is that his Auburn?
That's the Auburn one, yep.
So
and Venable was 2.2.
Okay. Unbelievable.
So Venable, he was the most high. He was the highest paid one.
That's pretty good. K.
Now, but with Kevin,
that is
you
really
could say
good cake.
That's worth it. I mean, to keep him in the SEC where he knows the lay of the land, he's a pretty good defensive coordinator.
And you're basically getting a head coach. But
that's what you did for Venables, too. He could go be a head coach someplace. We'll pay you more
than
that.
$2.5 million for an assistant coach. We lost our mind when they paid an athletic director $1 million around here and then went, my God, a $5 million coach, a $3 million basketball coach?
Yeah. I mean, we'd lose our mind if Coach Frost had a $1 million coordinator.
We were going through, remember when we were comparing Bo Pelini to Dabo Sweeney, Clemson, same year, 2008.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would depend on who it was.
In 4 years, they ended up having $1 million coordinators, whereas Nebraska was getting a guy who was a GA getting promoted.
Yep. I think if it was a name that it had a track record and you said, our new OC or DC is getting 1.2 at Nebraska, I think people would go, okay, it's worth it because you got to pay to play. I mean, like circling this conversation back, how's the Pac-12 supposed to compete if they don't have the funds to pay assistant coaches $1 million+, and they might want a particular assistant, but they can't compete with the SEC or even a little bit to the Big Ten.
Plus, California taxes really high.
I think the Pac-12 is in a really
awkward spot right now. They're in a tough spot.
They had the most creative TV contract when it came out. I thought it was really interesting. Having the local affiliates be able to sell their own package and then have each one of the teams be able to sell a package, plus you had the overall package. Problem is, they never even got on DirecTV. They couldn't even get on DirecTV. You had to go to Sling TV to get the Pac-12 network.
I'm still not even sure what channel it is.
I've never had a cable or internet service that had it. I've never had one.
I have it.
Maybe that's it.
I have it. It's 12.
I usually follow whatever it is you're doing. I did have direct for so long.
It's like 12, 10, or 12, 11 on Cox.
Is it?
And actually, you know what?
It's, I haven't had Cox in years.
They have a good presentation. I mean, it looks good, the stuff they do, but you can't find it anywhere.
The year that Nebraska had Oregon early on, the first game they played was on the Pac-12 network, and I got Sling for the trial just to be able to watch the game. And I thought the operating system was pretty good, but I wouldn't pay for it for any other reason.
No, I can go get my Pac-12 stuff elsewhere. Right. Like that's what I give credit to the SEC network. The SEC network will give you stuff that you can't just go to ESPN regular and get.
Yep.
Like they do stuff completely unique that is specific to their own network. Where, you know, like the casual fan will go, man, anything I want to know about the SEC, I'll just watch ESPN. Well, they'll give you stuff that you, but they also do a great job, which I think the Big Ten could do better, but I think the Big Ten is locked into Ohio State and Michigan because those are metered markets where they can judge what kind of content they put in the return on investment, where the SEC does a great job of, they take care of all 14 fan bases.
And ESPN does that as well. Like, I wanted to get the highlights from Howard and USC Upstate.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that, I was going to have it because, one, Matt called it, Matt Schick did, and it was a last-second win.
Mm-hmm.
And once the game is over, to get it, you have to pay for it.
Really?
If you want to watch the replay of one of those games that's on that ESPN Plus,
yeah,
you got to pay for it. I was going through it this morning. I'm like, are you serious? How come I don't have it?
Is that included? Would that be included in my $4.95 a month?
No, because I went to my ESPN Plus. I went everywhere looking for it. I finally found it on YouTube, and there was a package you paid to be able to get those games. Went and looked everywhere, and I couldn't find this one.
I would like to see the Big Ten.
It might be live, but not after.
If the Big Ten can do what the SEC Network does to try and go year-round, you know, where the Big Ten Network essentially shuts it down. They'll show some volleyball, right? Once you get past like baseball, they really shut it down. And the SEC does a little bit, but they got Feinbaum. I think the Big Ten Network could find themselves a show like that that could keep interest year round. Like I want ESPN. Oh, wow. I think ESPN's presentation.
The Big Ten is so local though. That's the problem. All the markets are so local. I don't think you could have a guy like Feinbaum who goes to all the different states in the SEC. You could do the same thing in the Big Ten. One, it's spread out more, and then I think we're so local. Like the Nebraska people want it, but just Nebraska. And the Penn State people want it about just Penn State.
But I think if you could change that mindset with the Big Ten Network.
Maybe you could.
Get a national 14-team guy.
I don't know who the guy. Why does he have Lions on his shirt? I don't have any idea how you could do that in this particular. I think the ACC has a better shot. Because that region over there is kind of defined by the region. It'd be tough here.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why he has Tigers on his shirt.
I don't have any idea.
I thought they were championship belts hanging over his shoulder.
At first, yeah. That's kind of funny. Yeah. It's LSU shirt he's got on.
Jalen Rose is fantastic.
He's an interesting cat.
Have a good show. I got my car warming up. I'm going to go get my ears lowered.
You guys are okay. They've done a good job on the roads. The knuckleheads that were thinking that you could still drive 65,
those are,
I think they're done.
Or they're on the side of the road someplace.
Wave at them as you drive by and they're in the ditch.
They need to listen to more Sammy Hagar.
How much Sammy Hagar have you actually listened to?
I just
to
know
in your
he
lifetime?
Had that song, I Can't Drive, one of the numbers, 65.
Were you a Sammy Hagar or a David Lee Roth guy?
55.
Neither.
So which Van Halen were you a fan of?
Neither.
They had that joke in Wedding Singer, whatever, and I didn't laugh. And my wife was like, that was funny. I go, they broke up? I didn't know. How am I supposed to know they broke up?
Oh,
that was a low key. What are you doing watching Adam Sandler?
We saw The Wedding Singer. She used to pick one.
What do you mean? What's he doing watching?
I don't like those kind of movies. But my wife would pick one movie, and then the next week I'd pick a movie.
That was a good movie.
So she wanted to go see those goofy comedies.
One of the 37 movies. I usually would get really good sleep
those days. Yeah. Like Balls of Fire, I remember sleeping really well through that. The whole thing, I was out. Like from the minute it started, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a show.
Have a good weekend, guys. Good luck to your Saints.